This is Patsy Kipp, who underwent an abdominal hysterectomy for large symptomatic fibroids yesterday afternoon. The surgery was uneventful other than more than average oozing. In the recovery room, she received 100 micrograms of fentanyl IV, and after arriving on the gynae floor around 7 p.m., she received 0.5 milligrams of Dilaudid IV. At 11 p.m., she was again in pain, and the nurse encouraged her to try some oral pain pills containing oxycodone. By 1 a.m., she was in severe pain. The gynae resident was called to see the patient at 1 a.m. because of the severe pain around the incision site, and according to the nurse, was unable to move or get out of bed. The gynae resident evaluated the patient and then administered Dilaudid 1 mg intravenously plus 1 mg intramuscularly. 30 minutes later, the patient was very comfortable and falling asleep. The resident wrote for the same dosage to be repeated every 4 hours for pain relief until morning when further instructions could be given. Following surgery, pain in the surgical site occurs for a number of reasons, among them the local inflammatory response plus nerve injury. The inflammatory response also causes an increased sensitivity to any local stimulus, further increasing the pain in the area. Pain perception by the patient then provokes anxiety and stress, decreasing the patient's threshold for pain perception. Good studies have shown that it's best to thwart this pain response to surgery, not just from a humanitarian standpoint, although we do like to think of ourselves as humanitarians, but from the very practical standpoint that following surgery, patients who are well medicated for pain will ambulate earlier, leave the hospital earlier, cost less, and have greater satisfaction with the procedure than their hospital roommate who is not well medicated for pain. While the best methods for good control of postoperative pain will vary depending on a number of clinical circumstances, one very common method used in patients following major abdominal surgery includes both an anti-inflammatory medication used preemptively, such as Toradol, and an opioid narcotic, such as Dilaudid. The anti-inflammatory properties of Toradol will greatly reduce the amount of pain that is produced by interfering with local cytokine, histamine, and prostaglandin release. The Dilaudid will work centrally to reduce the amount of perceived pain, relieve anxiety, dissociate the patient from the pain. In other words, the patient recognizes that there is a somewhat painful stimulus but does not feel threatened by the pain. It's just one more sensation, like vibration, cold, or light touch. The first problem with this patient is that because of the increased oozing from the surgical site, her surgeon decided it was wiser to withhold the Toradol because one potential side effect is to aggravate blood coagulation disorders. This meant that the usual post-op doses of IV Dilaudid were not strong enough to control her pain. The anesthesiologist managing her care in the recovery room recognized her increased amounts of pain and treated her effectively with fentanyl intravenously. Fentanyl is about 100 times more potent than morphine and is a favorite among my anesthesia friends because it works really fast and then disappears really fast. That's because it is highly lipid-soluble, so it penetrates the blood-brain barrier quickly, provoking an immediate effect. Unfortunately, it also wore off quickly, an hour or less, so by the time she arrived on the post-op floor, her pain was starting up again. The nurse gave her 0.5 milligrams of Dilaudid intravenously, which helped her pain quite a bit. Dilaudid is less lipid-soluble than fentanyl, so it takes a little longer to set in, but lasts a little longer, probably a couple hours. The 0.5 milligram dose of Dilaudid is very small, however. It's probably big enough to have its desired effect on someone premedicated with Toradol, but for this patient who didn't get any Toradol, a half milligram IV won't be enough to optimally control pain. Also, unless you are repeating it every 2 to 3 hours, it will wear off completely, leaving the patient high and dry to deal with their pain. Rather than repeating the 0.5 milligrams of Dilaudid, the nurse decided to try an oral opioid. Had the patient been concurrently treated with Toradol, this might have been effective, but probably not because she's so close to when her surgery was completed. I would have predicted failure of this oral route just based on the timing alone. When the gynae resident arrived, she needed to check out a few things, primarily to make sure that the whole problem was inadequate pain relief and not that the patient was having a complication such as internal bleeding. The story leading up to the severe pain, absence of abnormal vital signs, and location of the pain right at the surgical site persuaded the resident this was simply inadequate pain relief. The next challenge was getting the right dose for this patient. Had they started earlier, more modest doses of narcotics might have worked, but once everything is worn off and the patient is subjected to all of the postoperative pain, she will react with anxiety and tension that will require greater amounts of opioids to overcome. The resident gave a milligram of Dilaudid intravenously plus 1 milligram of Dilaudid intramuscularly. The IV Dilaudid will take effect almost immediately, within minutes, because of high blood levels and moderate lipid solubility. However, like fentanyl, it will wear off quickly, within 2 to 3 hours, so the resident also gave a milligram of Dilaudid intramuscularly. When injected IM, the dilaudid is stored and gradually released over time, so that when the IV dilaudid is losing its effect, the IM dilaudid is taking over. This combined IV-IM administration will give excellent pain relief for 4 to 6 hours, with or without any nonsteroidals. This regimen will keep the patient very comfortable, restore her state of relaxation, relieve anxiety, provide some dissociation, and carry her through until morning when her attending physician can reevaluate her pain medication needs.